chest motherfucking podcast. Make some
noise! He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hey, Segre, this your boy N-O-R-E.
He's a Miami hip hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN?
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players.
You know what I mean?
In the most professional, unprofessional podcast, and your number one source for drunk facts.
This Drink Chest motherfucking podcast, where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go. It's time for Drink Champs. Drink up, motherfucker.
Yep.
Fuck it.
Let's go. All right.
Let's just go for it. Fuck it.
Going on. Let's get the going on. Our first time covering, you know, doing what we got to do. We got two of the most famous, you know, technicians in the world. You know, one guy is showing off his basketball court right now, and the other is showing off his beard and his Patron collection. I respect them both. In case you don't know who I'm talking about, we talking about the motherfucking Brevin. Look. Hey,
yeah. Quarantine champ.
What's going on, Envy? So
what's up, brother? How y'all doing, man?
Here on the basketball court. Is this separate wing of your house, Envy?
Yeah, you know what? This is a house I actually purchased right before the quarantine and before the pandemic. So the family really didn't get a chance to move in yet. So what we're doing is we're actually rushing. We're painting. We're laying down the flooring, making sure the crib is good. So we're trying to get the crib good enough so I can get everybody in here. But actually, this is the only part of the house that hasn't been touched as of yet. So everything else has, you know, paint buckets, droppings, you know, so they don't mess up the floors. So the only thing that that's actually good is, as you can see, is just the court and the gym behind me. Those are the only two things that is clear.
Yeah,
the rest
of
the
court
and the rest of the crib. If I can show you. But the rest of the crib is pretty much all
that crib going
up because of all the work that we're doing. So like you see, even the movie theater
is your crib you purchasing this to sell?
Yeah, he says for him and his family, right? For you and your family?
No, it's for me and my family.
Oh,
I'm keeping this one. Yeah, I'm keeping this one. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, God damn it, my brother. God damn it. You're doing good. God damn it. He's going to be like Breon tonight. He's going to be like Breon. You know what I'm saying? He's going to be like Breon. Yo, Charlamagne, so what's going on? You've been very instrumental on what's happening with these battles.
Not really.
Charlamagne, you hear me?
Do you hear me?
Yeah, he there.
You've been vocal.
We hear you.
What I mean is you've been vocal.
Yeah, I'm a fan. Like, this is great. These are things in the culture that we never thought we would see before. This is like barbershop talk coming to life, right? Because, you know, you sit around barbershop, you be in the hood, and you talk about what produces better, what artists do better, so they never really do get to compete. So that's what we're seeing right now with the producers. So I think it's great.
It's great. We've seen Fat Joe and Diddy make a show live on Instagram last night called The Joker Show. But also, Diddy act like he wants smoke with anybody. Who are you going with, Charlamagne, if Diddy goes against
you broke up. Who? What was the question?
Frozen again?
I said, yeah,
who are you going with, Charlamagne, if Diddy goes against Dr. Dre?
That's such a tough battle only because it's not really a good matchup. Like, I know that both of them are icons and both of them are titans, and I think it's a good matchup as far as them being producers because they've always, like, kind of produced by committee, so to speak. Like, Diddy got the Hitman, and Dre got Melman and Scott Storch, whoever else.
Scott Storch,
I just think it's such a contrast in styles, right? Because what happens when Diddy plays Toto Can't You See? What is Dre play? Snoop Dogg being June? You know, what happens when Diddy plays a Faith Evans record? Is Dre plays N.W.A. Straight Outta Compton? Like, those are all great records. Like, I don't see how you scored it.
But that's what would be dope about it. It'd be hits against hits.
I mean, it'd be entertaining. I just don't see how you score the fight. You know?
Right.
Well, Envy. You there?
Yeah, man.
I know you like so-so deaf. You was like so-so deaf. Like, you know. Who is winning? You picking Diddy against?
I'm assuming you said Diddy versus JD because you cut out. But you know, it's one of those ones. It depends on how you do it because you know JD is a producer. So if we're talking about just records that he wrote, just records he produced, and then how do you bring Diddy into that? Because Diddy just put his name on everything back then. You know what I mean? Diddy put his name on Big's album. He put his name on Total album. He put his name on everybody's album. So how do you? you know, go decipher between what he produced and what he did. Because if you go to JD and you go to all the records that he did, Usher's Confession album, you talk about Mariah Carey, you know, you talk about a lot of those R&B joints he did. But then if Diddy's putting, you know, Diddy's names on everything, you can't beat that. Because Diddy's name was on all of Mary, all of Jody, most of Mary, most of Jodeci. Diddy's name was on Biggie. Diddy's name was on so many things, you know what I mean? So that one is a hard battle to decipher, you know?
Yeah, I think JD beats Diddy with the slow song, but Diddy beats JD with the hip hop.
That's a great analogy. You said JD beats him with the slow song?
Slow song, yes. You said.
Yeah, and Diddy beats JD with the hip hop.
That's right. I forget about the Mariah Carey.
Usher.
Yeah, I forget Mariah. About that. Yeah, that's a good analyzation.
Escape.
That's a great analyzation.
Like, yeah,
these things might start needing like official rules on what you can and cannot play in them at some point.
It's just the way you figure it out.
Well, you know, we got Havoc. We got DMX and we got Swiss Beats coming up later. But I would like to ask you, the two, you know, alumni, who would you like to see DMX battle? Who can DMX battle? Who want that? I don't want to smoke with DMX. Who wants to smoke with DMX?
You know who would be a good one? I'm going to tell you why.
Don't say Busta.
DMX versus 50 Cent, and I'm going to tell you why. Because if you look at what DMX did in 98, DMX brought the streets back, right? Because Diddy had everybody shiny suited out, and hip-hop was going in a certain direction. DMX kind of brought that street essence back. I feel like 50 Cent did that too when he came out in 2002. And they both kind of had like the same kind of impact coming from New York as new artists. I think DMX versus 50 Cent would be a hell of a five battle. And they both got them street records that people love. Like, that would be a good battle. DMX versus 50 Cent.
I think that would be
interesting for sure.
Would you?
See, but I think what DMX has brought to the game is so many records and so many crossover hits and how grimy it is. I don't think the 50 Cent is a good comparison. You need somebody more iconic. And not to say this will be an easy one, but if you were just picking 20 records, 20 features, I think you put the dog versus the dog. DMX
Snoop Dogg?
The dog versus the dog.
I love that.
It's not a bad one either. I'm not mad at that.
Okay. Great title.
Before I let you brothers go, I want to say something, and then I got one more question. But I want to say that in a lot of ways, you know, you guys always open the doors for me, no matter what. You all, every single time, every year, I used to drop an album on Easter, and you guys always open the door for me. So in a lot of ways, it's you guys inspired Drink Champs. Okay, I want to say that to you guys' face. Thank you very much. But moving on, we have a Havoc. Havoc is celebrating 25 years of the Infamous Mob. Now, in three different ways. Havoc can battle as Mob Deep. Mm-hmm. Havoc can also battle as a producer. And then he battled as a solo artist. Right now, he don't want that smoke with me as a solo artist. But who do y'all think Havoc can battle with? Like, who do y'all think Havoc or Mobb Deep can battle with?
Isn't Havoc battling Alchemist? Isn't that already been set up, or is it?
Nah, they said they
don't
the
want to see
kid.
Havoc.
They're the same kid.
That's like NBA.
They're the same kid.
No, they're the same. Yeah, they.
I was thinking about this, right? You know who would be a good battle for Havoc?
Who?
Havoc versus Daz. Havoc versus
who?
Daz.
Daz?
Hmm? Havoc versus Daz.
Daz.
And the reason I say that is because Havoc has been responsible for a certain sound from New York that he doesn't necessarily get the right credit for. And Daz has been responsible.
Oh, but hold on. You're talking about producer-wise. You're not saying artists. You're saying producer-wise.
Daz.
Yeah.
Yeah, just
production. I respect that.
Yeah,
just production. I like Corrupt and Daz against Mobb Deep. I like that too. I like
absolutely.
That too.
Like, and that's what you would get. You get that with a Hav like versus Daz. You get all of that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I think that would be a good one.
But
you know it would be a good one too?
The reason.
Mm-hmm. Eric Sermon.
Go ahead, Evan.
Go ahead.
Eric Sermon.
Eric Sermon versus Havoc?
That's a good one.
I love Eric Sermon.
I mean, think about all his Eric Sermon records, like, going back to
Red Man,
Hit Squad, Death Squad. Come on.
We're talking about producer. We're talking
Redman. Like, right. Come on.
I forgot. Kirk Sherman still ain't give me a.
That's a good one. That's a good one. The only problem they would run into is have is mostly Mobb Deep. He got mostly Mobb Deep record.
Get the link ready for DMX.
In that sense, it wouldn't be fair.
That's what I felt like the Manny Fresh battle was. I felt like the Manny Fresh was like it was too much of him going into Just Cash Money. You know what I'm saying? Just Cash Money. So I feel you on that. But have produced for Biggie, he produced for Nas, he produced for others. But he did.
Yeah, but his biggest record came from Nas.
A lot of people don't realize he did like three records on the Warriors Portal. Right.
He had a Prince story.
But Nori, who would you battle, Nori? Who would you want to battle?
You know what? Let me tell you something. They wanted me to battle Joe Budden in podcast, maybe, you know. But in hit records, I don't know if y'all can see that wallpaper. You know what I mean? I don't know if y'all know. This is one part of my crib. I can't walk around, but when this come out, I'm gonna show you all the plaques. And I'm still missing eight plaques. So I don't think, as a podcast, you know, Joe Budden is great, you know, and as an artist, he's great. So I get why people are concerned with the podcast thing, but I think for hip-hop, I don't think that measures up. I think in a real realistic, I think me and Happy would have some fun. I think me and Cameron would take place down.
What about you and Fabulous?
You know, I ain't fucking with Fab, come on, I ain't fucking with Fab, get into his girl bag, I ain't got nothing to answer. The fuck, man, you know what I mean? I'm getting rigged, don't this shit, come on, man. I'm gonna leave Fab alone, man.
You and Cam would make a lot of
I think
that would be dope.
No, I think that
and I'll be perfect. Sweating the whole battle. When Horse and Carriage came out, Super Thug came out. When Old Boy came out, Homeboy came out. And we were number ones. And I never always win. Cam is a very competitor. It'd be a battle that I'm sweating. It'd be something that I'm prepared for. But I think in the long run, to tell you the truth, to be honest with you, I think Cam stretched music out a little longer than I did, but I would love to do it because I got from my respect for him. Havoc would be fun. I don't want to say me and Prodigy because Prodigy's not here, you know what I mean, to defend himself and things like that. So I wouldn't do that, but I think that I think those are me and Corrupt would be cool. Something crazy because of the LA, New York.
That's dope.
But if I don't battle, it doesn't matter. I enjoy the culture so much. I enjoy versus so much that I will be there as a fan no matter what. Thank y'all for taking this time. So, what's the battle you want to see? NB? What's you personally want to see? And then one from you personally want to see that next week ready for me?
My dream battle.
Let's go first with you, MB.
I want to see Beyonce versus Mary J. Blige. That's what I want to see.
Ooh,
this nigga said Beyonce versus Mary J. Blige.
Don't nobody want no smoke with Mary. Don't nobody want no smoke with Mary. Mary will wash everybody with her catalog.
Hey, but that'd be something to watch.
Everybody.
Everybody.
Nah, and I love Beyonce, but I know Beyonce was influenced by Mary J. Blige. Mary J. Blige got them hit records, but then she got them cultural records. She mean too much to the culture, that's man. Hard. I'm saying Beyonce don't, but Mary touching people's souls in a different way. And I don't know who I would want to be, Beyonce.
Come on, you really do. You don't know.
A lot of my favorites already went. RZA, you know, Kenny Riley. Like, those are some of my favorite producers ever. Like, a lot of my guys already went. So I don't know who I would want to see. I actually want to see the artist now. I want to see, you know, Rick Ross versus Jeezy. I want to see, you know, T.I. versus
Angela Yee hit me now.
I want to see Nelly versus Ludacris. Like, I want to see the artist right now more than anything.
Nelly versus Ja Rule.
By the way, before I get on the I'm out of here. Before we get Nelly, I heard the interview. I was jogging to the interview about Air Force One. And I respect Nelly, respect where you came from. But because you make something famous doesn't mean you own it. Meaning, that Air Force One is a New York State. That is something that you brush your teeth as a New Yorker, you get a pair of Timbs and you get a pair of Air Force Ones. That is it. Nelly didn't make it famous. Everything he said, but the thing about it is, if it's already ours, it was already Air Force One is a culture. ASAP Rocky, I respect his point of view as well. He said he broke it back in 2000 and whatever, but if a fad never went out, the thing about it is, we can't give Nelly it, we can't give ASAP it. I mean, when you say as far as artists, give them that. But when it's straight up, that Uptown sneaker, that Air Force One, that is. It's a 100% New York City staple.
Absolutely.
And we can't take that away.
Nelly took it from local to global, though. He did. You got to give him that.
It's true. But the thing about it, he's already famous. That's like saying, that's like Christopher Columbus in a certain way. Like, Christopher Columbus, you know, he discovered America to everyone else.
He took it.
To everyone else, Christopher Columbus. Yeah, he discovered America. But to not the motherfuckers that was in America.
I'll give you a good example.
That's from New York.
I'll give you a good example.
What motherfuckers that's in New York?
50 Cent, Nicki Minaj. Everybody in New York who they were making a lot of noise. But then it took Dr. Dre and them to make 50 Global. It took Young Money to make Nicki Global. That's all.
I see the point.
50 and Nicki is from New York. They were not New York legends when they got signed to what you call it. That Nike sneaker was already legendary. Motherfucking from Pee Wee Kirkland to whoever already wore that sneaker. It might have not been big in Japan. It might have not been big in London. That might have been big in North Dakota, South Carolina. But let's not take away the culture of what New York City. And I listened to the whole interview, and Nelly was absolutely right. All of you guys are absolutely right. But you can't take something that's famous in one person's culture and then make it famous and say, I invented it. You always, and which Nelly did. Nelly did, he did. He said, yo, cool to love. He said, Cardi, and he said all that. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, to us,
DJ, right?
That was the old B-ball. You know what I mean? It was the old B. But I love that interview. Yep. I thought it was very dope. And I usually call you, I do this when I'm watching the interview, I'm hearing the interview, but I realize I got a stalker because I listen to all y'all interviews. You know what I'm saying? Man. And I just really, really, really love you guys, man.
Boy, we family, brother. We talk. We family. Right. That's how we're supposed to talk. We're supposed to talk for no reason.
Absolutely.
That's right. That's right, man. Thank you, brother, so much, man. We appreciate
thank
it,
you,
man.
Brother.
Yo, make sure you and the family are safe. You and the family are safe. Henry, I love that new crib. I'm not even going to ask you how much this is. It just looks crazy. Charlamagne, thank better you. Internet because your Deepak Chopra internet was not great, but now you got your shit together. And I love y'all, brothers, man. Well, look at
Brion.
This is my version of
Brion.
All right, cool.
Nori,
this is
cool.
It's an honor to have you back, man.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Unfortunate circumstances, though.
Not really.
True.
Not really.
We got to see the light in everything, right?
Let's just call them circumstances. Let's just call them circumstances. You know what I'm saying? You know,
right.
There's some positive to be got out of every situation.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because we got you. Let me just let y'all know right now to the people, DMX was our second guest, right? EFN?
He can't hear us. He can't hear us.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
You can hear me now?
I hear you.
Yeah, oh, there's a delay. Let's go. Let's roll.
Okay, I hear you.
This is our second guest, man. Drink champs, man. I can't.
A little delay, but I hear you.
Okay, all love, man. All love, X, man. Let's make some noise for having DMX in the building. Yay!
Thank you.
How you been, X? We hear you. We hear you.
What happened after we filmed that episode, right?
What happened?
I forgot.
Huh? You know, we
what happened? Tell
We had the Phantom, man. We went out. You know what I mean? I still got the pictures.
Yeah.
I'm gonna leave it at that.
Yo, look
at that right there.
Yes, I threw up.
Yeah, that was an epic episode.
I mean, he was our first time. We hit number one. When you came on, you know, brother to brother, I want to thank you. EF, thanks you, man. You really a blessing from God, man.
Yeah, you changed it. You changed everything for us after that episode.
Thank you.
So you were in Nashville right now recording?
Yeah. I'm in Nashville. I mean, I'm on a ranch. I mean, the studio I'm working out of. Michael Jackson recorded there. Madonna recorded there. You know what I'm saying? And I came to Nashville because of his rich music history. So, you know what I'm saying? It's just a blessing to be able to, you know what I'm saying, just to come behind so many great artists in that story, in that studio. You know?
Absolutely. Like we're so proud, man. We can't wait to hear a new X album. I don't know if you know what's going on. But there's a versus battle. You know, your brother Swiss Beast, my brother Swiss, putting together, you know, artists against artists. If you had a chance to battle any artist right now, who would DMX battle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
are we saying Jay-Z?
Yeah, I think that's what he's saying.
Yeah, who you think, nigga?
Yeah. He going straight to the top. Which is only picking off where you guys already left off, right?
There you go. That's battle number three.
Right. Yo, that would be epic for the culture right there.
Epic for the culture, man. Yo, and I just want to thank you for taking
it. So the battle, the versus things is official, and you know all that's good. But how much better would it be if the rappers got together and just did something that wasn't particularly versus? That was just like, yo, let's rock together. And, you know, it would be a much bigger platform. It'd be a much bigger platform instead of trying to pit one against the other. You know what I'm saying? You put them all together and you could have like many concerts. You know what I'm saying? But you know, that's just where we at with it. So
that's very true, man. Very true, man.
Yeah.
Your ex, man, I really got love for you, man. You're one of the most people I ever met. We done seen each other in the worst places in the world, exactly. Or the best places in the world.
Exactly.
And you always the same dude. I really got nothing but love for you. I can't wait to hear that new album, man. Thank you for taking the time out. And when this shit is all over, we're going to have you back in.
Yeah, we need to have you back. Please, yeah. X.
I got you, brother.
Hey, yo, listen, appreciate. I know you prayed yesterday. Can you do a small prayer for the people that's...
Yeah. Oh. I mean, this is a time when people need to learn how to pray for themselves. You know what I'm saying? Because no one can say a better prayer for you than you. You know what I'm saying? And God gave us power in our words. So use that power. Use that. Become aware of that power and use that power. You know what I'm saying? Don't rely on somebody else for that power when you have it within yourself. God gave it to you through the words. Use it. I'm teaching people to arm themselves. Arm themselves. You know what I mean? Because right now you by yourself. So right. Yourself.
There you go.
God damn it. Great words from DMS. Thanks for coming. Thank you, man. This is all over. You know, we can't wait for that album, my brother. Thank you. All right.
Well, I got you, my bro. I got you.
Appreciate you.
See what you said?
Are we done?
Yep. My brother. Bro, thank you. And he's going to on his side. He's smart.
Rory, I love you, my nigga.
Thank you. Love you, my nigga. Thank you, my brother. The word. Appreciate it.
Holler at me anytime, yo.
Yep, got you, my brother. Thank you so much. That's my number, too. Lock my number in. Word.
All right. I got you. My
nigga. Yep. Start popping. Yo, so listen, right now, I am honored to have one of my queens. If it wasn't, in a lot of ways, if it wasn't for him, it wouldn't be a Capone and Noriega. I'm honored to be celebrating 25 years.
Congratulations.
One of the most greatest.
Thank you.
That's why you heard that. I told you I was supposed to pop it. But we celebrating for you right now, Hav. We're going to have a drink. Cheers. Don't make the noise for the HAV. Yo, so Hav, we tweeted the other day that they did a 25th anniversary with Hot 97. What exactly was that? Because I saw clips of it, but I didn't see the whole thing. What exactly was that?
Okay, the thing that we did with Hot 97 was a 25th anniversary Shook Ones challenge. You know what I mean? Where we had, you know, mad people, you know, submitting, you know, freestyles over the Shook Ones beat. And then we pick the best four and then narrow it down to one, what we're going to do today later on.
And that was on Hot 97?
Yeah, that was for Hot 97.
Dope.
And I noticed something by watching that. I didn't know that P had a daughter, and I didn't know P had a daughter that rhymes.
Oh, yes.
Like, that was amazing.
Yes, man. Santana Fox, her skills is crazy because, you know, I didn't know she rhymed for a minute until she put it on Instagram. I was like, oh, shit. And, you know, after that, I wasn't surprised, you know, because of who her pops is, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, you know, it made sense, but, yeah, man, I'm proud of her, you know what I mean? And she's definitely carrying on the torch for P, you know what I'm saying? And she definitely got my full support.
That's what's up. So, Hav, we got to ask you, one of the hottest things happening right now is Swiss Beatz and Timbaland. They got this versus battle, right? And then we also seen that you said you want smoke with anybody when it comes to producers. But then I thought about you and I thought about your catalog. You can battle three different ways. You can battle as Mobb Deep. You can battle as Havoc the producer. And then you can battle as Havoc the solo artist. If you really had a chance to pick, which one would you pick first?
You know, fuck it, I ain't gonna fight that. I'm gonna fight as Mobb Deep, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just gonna go.
Yo, is that shit with you and Alchemist, is that a legit one that y'all doing?
Everybody's putting it in the air. Me and Alchemist spoke about it, and then I was like, you know, fuck that. Why don't we do me and you versus X and Z? You know what I'm saying? Like a double team. Like,
yeah, because y'all in the same fam, if anything.
Right. So it's like it'll be me and Al against, you know, whoever two they try to put us up against. You feel me?
Yeah, that'd be dope. Any ideas of who y'all might want to go up against?
I don't get me to start any trouble, but you know what I'm saying? Like I said, you know, I'll go up against anybody or some, like, you know, sportsmanship shit.
Yeah,
like, you know
for sure.
I mean? I don't care. You know what I mean?
Right. But who? All right. So that's production wise. Who would Mobb Deep? Who would you compare Mobb Deep against?
Who would
a good fit in your opinion?
In my opinion, like. As far as like a battle, man, you know what I'm saying?
Two man crews.
Oh, I mean, I would have to pick like MOP or somebody like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause they like the toughest niggas out. You know what I mean? Like, so, that would be a dope battle because you know they got records. Who else? Two man crew.
The Dog Pound.
Oh, the Dog Pound. You know what I'm saying? The Dog Pound.
I think the Dog Pound. I personally said the Dog Pound.
Yeah, Nori did.
I think
that.
Dog Pound, MOP.
Yeah, MOP is like family, so it'd be that weird.
I can't say CNN because
And that's another thing. CNN is like family, like, you know what I'm saying? So
I think the Dog Pound because CNN, you produce damn near a lot of our records, so
I'll be battling myself. You know what I'm saying?
See, a lot of people don't know, and you know what? I wanted to say I'm proud of you too because I see you working with Kanye. I see you with Westside Gunn, and I see you with the Griselda people.
Yeah.
You could tell us anything about that picture when we see you with Kanye and the Griselda people.
You know, that was just like kind of like vibing out. That was Kanye just, you know what I mean, just showing us around the ranch and, you know, not lecturing, but
everyday shit, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like we was just really for real, like chilling. And you know, sometimes when I chill with Ye, I don't go to work. I just be like really just chilling and just, you know, we be vibing out, you know what I mean? So anything could spawn from it though, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the relationships are there, you know what I mean?
Right. It would definitely be incredible music.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
If y'all haven't already done it, you might just be keeping it on the wraps right now.
Yo, them Griselda boys, I tell you one thing. That whole shit just give me the chills.
Yeah, that Campzell.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I don't be riding niggas like that, but you got to give niggas respect when respect is due. Yeah. Like, that shit right there is like a breath of fresh air. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I fuck with them. You already know I fuck with Kanye like that. You know, he's like one of those geniuses. You know what I'm saying? He made like basically a Jordan times two sneakers. So his mind is on another planet. But yeah, the vibes is there.
I'm going to tell you something. The Griselda dudes is so good that if they don't fuck with me, I wouldn't even be mad at them.
Word.
If they don't, word. Like, word. I would be like, all right. Cool, like if any one of them said I don't fuck with Nori, I'd be like, oh shit, no problem, because they so good, I still support them. Like I still support you, because I mean, hopefully I fuck with all of them.
Of course, I met them all.
You know what I mean? But what I'm trying to say to you is that's how good they is, because for us, street legends, you know,
yeah,
people that came from the street, paid our money for the street, they are holding the torch in the best way. Shape, form, especially with all this snap, crackle, and pop music going on. I can't tell them how much I be telling them all the time, you know, because, you know, like, let's be clear, me, you, Prodigy, Capone, Tragedy, Nas, we made money off of what they, we laid the blueprint, you, Wu-Tang, Wu-Tang, M.O.P., everything that we represented is what right now what Griselda is. So any dude from our era, and you're not fucking with Griselda, whether you got records with them or not, it makes us suckers. So you have to 1,000,000% support that movement.
Hell yeah, you know what I'm saying? like all day long, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, damn, you know, just to see that kind of shit, it just, like you said, even if I was never cool with them niggas, they got my support, like, 1,000% all day, like, from deep, you know what I'm saying? Like, on some, like, word, you know what I mean? It's good to see, man, because, you know, in an era where everything be sounding the same, you know what I mean? It's just, it's good to see that somebody, because sticking to their guns when it come to that, because they could have easily did something else.
Easily,
so
yeah,
they
exactly.
So they could be like, fuck it, let's just get on, you know what I mean? But that must have been hard for them. You know what I'm saying? But they stuck with it, and you know what I'm saying, and paid off.
Yeah, salute to them for sure.
So, Hav, I guess this is my last question. How does it feel, Havoc of Mobb Deep, to have 25 years of a classic? You can literally put this album right now on, and you would think this happened yesterday. Like, you made a classic
timeless
album.
Timeless classic. On Drink Champs.
That's the word I'm looking for. Timeless.
Yeah, timeless.
We talked about the Project Stove and how genius that was, and how the minute I heard Shook Ones, I knew, like, from me being a Project boy, I knew. But how does it feel, though, like, and, you know, 25 years later, man, and people still show you guys the love. I mean, Shook Ones, Survival of the Fittest, Alpha, there's certain things that just still, just to this day, people are just still, it sounds like it's brand new. How does it feel, my brother, as a producer? And you was 90% the producer of that, correct?
Yep. Yes, indeed. Yo, man, like, to be honest with you, like, I feel lucky, man. You know what I mean? I just feel really blessed. I feel lucky. You know, I'm happy. You know what I mean? Because, you know, we created something. People paid attention to it. People took to it. And then 25 years later, for people to even care to celebrate its anniversary, it's just a blessing. It humbles me to my heart to my core and they let me know that I did something right. You know what I mean? That I did something right and, you know, fuck it. I'll salute to the next 25 years.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, my bro. Make some noise. Come on. Yo, Cav, man, I'm going to tell you something, man. As me, Capone, and Trash, we've been kicking it the last couple of days. We're planning on the documentary for our 25th anniversary. I suggest, I 1,000,000% think that you have to work on the documentary or the mini movie of Mobb Deep. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
If they're not already doing it.
I say it. Listen to me. If wasn't a Mobb Deep, there wouldn't be a Capone and Noriega, so which means there wouldn't be a Thugged Out Militainment. There wouldn't be a Drink Champs, maybe. You know what I'm saying?
Because there would be a lot of things,
the same tree. So I personally think,
thank you, a lot
of things, if it wasn't for a Mobb Deep, I personally
thank
you. I want to say rest in peace to Prodigy. I want to say we love you, P. I want to say, you know, to all his children and everybody. And, you know, let's keep this Mobb Deep legacy going, man. I have the pom-pom. And I am one of the supporters of Mobb Deep, and I'm going to keep P's legacy going. I owe that to the brother, you know what I'm saying? So I love you, man. Thank you so much. 25 years. Please have another drink for that. Goddamn.
Thank you.
25 years, Mobb Deep. Yeah. Hey. Hey. You're going to hit the club later, my brother. Thank you.
Peace. Salute. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, my brother. All right, hold on. My brother. Yo, E.
It's still coming in choppy. It's still coming in a little choppy, though, just FYI.
Okay.
So yeah,
you want to leave this meeting?
It looks better, but you're still coming in choppy. Okay. Not as bad as before, though.
Okay. I'm sending Timberland.
Is Mike there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What do you like in comparison? What do you think?
I mean, I'm seeing. Hold on a second. I'm seeing the same thing. The quality's not as sharp. Your quality's not as sharp. But his video on Zoom is better because it's not as choppy. But I do notice the same things that you saw too.
Okay.
And you know we got two cameras here that can probably be compliment. And it says my internet is unstable.
You don't have a wire to wire yourself to the modem, Nori?
I've never even heard of what you just said.
Is Kev there?
Yeah, he's there. And my wife's right here. This is
oh, shit.
Yo, why we
salute.
In on the...
Salute.
Why we in on the God damn.
Huh? Oh, no, because we can't have all four. Because I want Swiss to come on, too. Come on.
Yeah.
What's up?
What's going on, Timberland?
Oh, man. Welcome back.
Hey man, I'm glad to be back. You know what I'm saying? What y'all
we call Swiss.
We just shooting.
We
this
over
shit.
Here celebrating y'all, man. What y'all doing right now with that motherfucking verses, man? I can't be more happier, man. Like I literally wait, I get dressed, shave my hair to stay right at home to go to
the club. It's
the new club. You niggas invented a virtual club.
That is hard.
That is hard, bro. Nah, listen.
That's amazing.
I don't think. You know what's crazy about it is it's not now, right? Now and then let's say May 15th. You know the world does open back up, right? Let's say that, right? Versus. The world has changed. People know that you get in a close environment, it's possible anything can happen, right? But the versus is going to make you learn how to party from their house. I'm just telling you, like when this is all over, you can continue to do this. But people understand that they can do this from their own house.
I think he knows this.
I'm telling
he
you.
Knows
this. Hey, you know what? It's good to see that y'all see the future.
I see the future.
That is 3.5 years ago.
Yeah, no.
Yo, Tim, you could turn your camera. Turn your camera this way, Tim. Yeah.
That way.
There you go. Yeah, perfect. Yep. All right,
hold on.
Now
me and Swiss been saying that like
in the club. Wow.
Well, Swiss talked about it on Drink Champs in 2017, if I'm not wrong.
It's about like 3.5 years, 4 years in the making.
Yeah.
Because the world is different. I don't know if we're going to get like, open up means like regular stores, like if you go out, like little simple stuff. Open up don't mean that you can go party.
Right.
That ain't going to happen for a while.
For a while.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know,
even if they do, ain't nobody going to feel safe doing it.
And the only way you might do it is get together at your own crib when you know your own people. And even then, you're going to be like to a limit of maybe 8, 9, 10.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're just not going to really be moving like that. So I feel like this is the way to, like, what's so heartwarming for me is that you can feel people's energy without seeing them. Like, I wow. know that y'all get excited because we're talking about it. So this proves my theory that
right.
the feeling of music, great music, translate through anything, through technology,
yeah.
through if you're in the building. And it's kind of making people like, you know, moving so fast that it's like you forget about the great ones. And then you like, damn, people always say, what's happened to music? Music right. ain't nothing happened to music. It's always there. We just show you a way to view it. And now you're looking at it like, damn, I can always listen to great music. So we give it not only like we putting it right back in your face that was already there, because those songs don't never die. It just showed you
right.
that night. And their streams went up, you know, tremendously. So
Tim, I have to ask, right? Because obviously I watched every battle, right? One, because I love the culture, and two, because I love the culture, right? So I watched everyone, but there was one that kind of threw me off, was the Sean Garrett and the Dream, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like, although I don't feel like I you know what it was, I feel like everyone didn't watch You and Swiss. I feel like the foundation to watching Versus, I mean,
to get it,
to being a part of Versus, to get it is to watch You and Swiss first. I feel like that's the foundation of the brick. Is my shit unstable again? Okay.
Yeah, yeah, you coming in and out.
Yeah, all right, so the thing you must respect for each other, that it came across that on camera. Like, you guys didn't disrespect, you didn't bring up nobody's flaws, and they froze on me.
Yeah, you good? They you sound like Max Headroom's.
Oh. So sure do.
Yeah, none of y'all want to call him. All right, so
and we got Swiss in the building.
All right, they go Swiss right there. Right there. Swiss, can you hear us? Fuck, man.
Yeah,
I'll turn to
the speakers
for
a second. There you go.
Chris, turn your camera this way.
CNN or the media, I think so.
Real names coming out. What's up?
It's a real problem. It's one thing you're out of the party and you're making
food. Can you see me now?
Yeah, we see you.
Turn your camera this way.
Can you hear me?
That's better.
I hear
you. Turn it this way. Turn it.
Can you flip your camera? Yeah. There you go.
Flip your camera.
So I'm gonna wipe the camera.
I can't hear you. Hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second.
Huh? Yo, y'all pass me a beer? Y'all can pass me a beer over there?
Y'all can hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, I hear you. Yep.
All right, I'm good, man.
All right, so Swiss.
Yeah.
So Swiss, everybody here? Everybody ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
Sorry, I farted, bro. Yeah. So Swiss, I was telling Tim, like, out of all the battles, the only one that, like, kind of disturbed me was the fact that I think Dream and Sean Garrett didn't really like each other. Is that something in the future we're going to scream? Because I think the battle is about celebration.
It's not about like who's better.
And Storch and Storch and Manny Fresh too. That was there was some foulness there too.
I wasn't offended by Manny Fresh. I think it was a shot Manny took, but I wasn't like offended. So is that something we're gonna start screening? Either or, you could answer.
Yeah, we've been started screening that. You know, that was an unfortunate vibe. But ever since that vibe has been a great vibe.
Yeah.
You know, even with Manny and Storch, you know, Manny felt how he felt after. But when they were celebrating, you know, Manny was bringing a lot of his comedy character to it.
Right.
You know, which is his character. You know, I don't think Scott took all of those jokes as funny. But, you know, during that battle, Manny was just letting everybody know, listen, it's all fun and games. We partners. This is, we just celebrating and having fun. But I think the Sean Garrett and Dream piece was unfortunate because those guys are both superheroes and what they do. And we moved on and those guys definitely put on something that got the people talking as well.
Yeah, definitely did.
Yes.
Everything y'all's been doing is true. Got everybody talking.
Now, Tim, you so everyone talking. But now, Timberland, a name that's been coming up so much is Missy Elliott.
Woo.
Now, Missy to me is Busta Rhymes of the females. She is Snoop Dogg of the females. Like, do you see Missy, anybody messing with Missy, Timberland? Can you hear me, Tim?
You know what? To me, I think everybody has the same question, but if you realize it's all about curation. Missy is a monster. And the thing about it is, like, you're not, when you battle, like, if, not going to say battle, when you celebrate with Missy, she going to give you the show. She going to give you how if she was doing a show for real. So the energy going to be high. So I feel like anybody come with Missy, you got to, her curation gonna be high energy. It's gonna hit a different way.
Right.
She gonna treat it like a video.
Right.
A virtual video. And then, you know, like reminiscing, you know, and she and like what she kind of still do to this day, she'll play me songs. She's like, yo, you remember this song? And then she'd be like, we was ahead of our time. Like she really get into her own. So that's gonna be a fun celebration once we get it.
Okay.
Which we
all gonna get. I don't know who she could battle. I just don't know. Other than Lauryn Hill, I'm not even sure that's a good matchup.
That's why we'll be Swiss putting our heads together, especially Swiss. I got a Swiss be throwing up he throwing them curveballs to make you be like, I see that one. You know,
and why she got to go up against another female? Why can't she go up against a dude? Like, why does it have to be another female?
It can be whoever
wants
to, you know, celebrate.
Okay.
She on par to go against anybody.
Anybody.
She can do that thing.
Well, she
really can.
Yeah, no, most definitely.
She could go against Michael Jackson. This shit is real. Well, Swiss, we just got off the phone. We just got off the phone with DMX, Swiss, right? You know, this is our brother. Both of our brothers. And when I asked DMX, you know, I came straight for him. I said, X, who the fuck you want to battle? And you know, dude, I want y'all to guess who you pick. I want each of y'all, Timberland and Swiss.
And he didn't hesitate. He didn't hesitate.
He didn't hesitate. But I want to...
He definitely probably said Jay-Z.
All right, hold on, Timberland, who you think he picked, Timberland? Who you
think? It gotta be Jay-Z.
Yo, listen. By the way, this is terrible because I can't even trick you, brother. Like, damn.
I mean, I kind of gave it away by shaking my head.
But I like DMX versus Eminem though.
See, that's the curveball we're talking about.
That would be ill.
That's ill. Very respectful battle as well. Very respectful. They both respect each other.
And both animated in their own different styles.
I like that.
because you know the obvious battles.
I like that.
Are not the ones that you really interested in. You want the matchups of, huh? See how y'all just was like, huh?
Yeah.
You had to think about that. Like those are the bad. Like Eminem versus DMX. Like I like that. I like that better than DMX versus Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? I just think that's like holding on to something that, you know, from a long time ago when we celebrate. And those two brothers, you know, they can celebrate as well. We're not excluding anyone. But I personally would go with Eminem versus DMX. I just like it.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
That has to be.
They both pit bulls. They both got that energy, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That I ain't gonna lie, this is why I really appreciate you two brothers. I really appreciate what you guys are doing, because the thing about it is just like Drink Champs. Me and DJ EFN, I'm an artist, he's a DJ, and we understand the culture. I'm so glad that you guys made it clear that you're not selling out, you're not giving it to Netflix. This is something that's free for the people.
For the people.
And how has these calls been going? Like, you know, because I see D-Nice is actually the president. People are scooping D-Nice right now. Like anybody who's being creative right now is being. So how is it for you guys? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because you guys create. Listen to me. I don't know if you understand. And I'm sorry. I'm long winded. But I actually cut my hair. I actually cleaned my house just to walk to the other side of the room. just to get fly, to watch, you know, whether it's Teddy Riley, whether it was Dream or Sean Carey. Like, I really had an awesome time. Like, I complained what everyone else complained. Like, I really was a part of it. I love it. Like how did you, what is the calls you guys been getting, like, since you guys started this?
That means they're getting some serious calls.
Yeah. Then we get some serious calls.
Before you guys
let's just leave it at that. But the bottom line is, whatever we would do, if we was to do something, it wouldn't be a sellout, period.
There you go.
That's not even what we're doing. That's like saying Drink Champs is going to Revolt, that's selling out. No. That's a perfect fit, or that's a you know what I'm saying? That's a bar. And I think that myself and Tim, we listen to the people a lot. Everybody's worrying about being charged. We're not charging nobody, man. That's not what we came into this for. And I seen a lot of people talking about pay-per-view. What I was speaking about was, if there was a charity component and the pay-per-view was the charity component, that's something me and Tim would think about. You understand? Right. But it's not like, because people, they only heard pay-per-view. They didn't hear that we were talking about the COVID. They ain't hear that, you know, the rest of the sentence 100% going to the people in need. They just hear pay-per-view. And that's just our culture, and it's all good. I got patience and love for us. You know what I'm saying? But we just having fun, man. We just want to make sure our quality is up to par with the artists that we putting on here, because it's a lot of work that go into this behind the scenes and in front of the scenes, you know, so we just want to make sure the quality is epic.
Tell y'all, brother, as a person that made my whole career working with other artists, and as a person that now my whole life is about working with other artists, I could imagine the calls that y'all making to artists. I wouldn't want to be y'all. I'm being honest. I wouldn't. You know I know what it's like talking to Pharrell. You know I know what it's like talking to Kanye. Tim. You know?
Yeah.
Tim, they talking about, why is it not a battle today? Y'all don't know what type of break we need for 1 second.
For real.
Yes.
No, we get it. We understand it.
To recuperate.
I'm enjoying my Saturday. We enjoying our Saturday this time, goddammit. We be back, though.
All we got, all we doing today is the joint show. That's it.
Word.
Yo,
we can't do nothing
else. How much pressure is it? Because now's another thing. And then I think I could end it on this thing, right? There is battles now happening that is not versus sync. I don't think it's right. I don't think that I think that
it's not as good.
And it's not as good. It's not it's not as much as like the culture is not believing in it when they're doing a side battle. What do you guys feel about that? It was Pleasure P against Bobby Valentino. Who sanctioned that?
But we know about all
sanctioned that.
We know about all of them.
We know about all of them. Trust me.
What'd you say, Swiss? What'd you say?
I said we know about all of them. We know
he's talking like a godfather. He said we know about all of that.
We see it all. We see it all. We see it all. We see it all. But
look, man, you know. You know, it's an honor that people wanna that they're inspired to do something that we started with people celebrating music. But you know, I think a lot of people miss the curation part. That's the part that we spend the most time on.
Yeah.
Is the curation and actually giving people something that they wanna dress up for, something that they wanna have fun, and playlists are made from those things and people actually want it. So we really take the gauge from the people and then we huddle up. And then put the heart and the groundwork in, you know, so people just think they could just say two names and presto. Nah, it's not like that. This is like a real thing. You got to promo that thing. You got to get the people involved. The two artists got to be involved because people know when you just doing something like a dance challenge. This is not a dance challenge. This is actually an educational celebration with two greats. And that's why you got to have 20 records to even talk.
You guys are reviving catalogs. You're reviving a whole catalog. It's like virtual digging in the crates for everybody.
Yeah. It's like a playlist. You know what I'm saying? It's just curating that was already there, you know, and giving these heroes their flowers. You know what I'm saying? Because we've been moving so fast for so long. And people always talk about ain't no good music. It's always good music.
And it's there.
It's been there. It's there. It's not nothing fresh or maybe new, but when you hear it, when you hear it to occasion, that felt like it was yesterday.
Yep. Absolutely. But
you would have never known because we're moving so fast. And now by people taking the time to slow down, you're like, damn, there's so much great music out here. Exactly. It's been there.
Yep.
I just like to say thank you to all the supporters.
And
I
love the fact that
you know all of the supporters. You know what I'm saying? Without you guys supporting and reporting this, you know what I'm saying? I think that it's been amazing, man. We appreciate the love.
Nah, we thank you guys for doing. You got to tell us though. Was this semi birthed on Drink Champs 2017?
One part of it was just did Swiss and Just Play.
Right, but I feel like that's like the precursor to all of this.
Now you know I did Kanye and
I can't. 07. You know why I can't?
Yeah, you did,
that?
But you did it on stage, right?
Swiss battled Kanye before that, so I can't.
But I'm talking about the virtual aspect of it.
Okay, but the initial first one. Oh, but Swiss with Just Blaze, we definitely that was on Drink Champs. I'm sorry.
I was definitely on that. So shout out to Drink Champs for that too. You know what I mean? Zone, big zones.
We just happy to be a part of history.
He was talking major shit too.
Okay. Yeah, so let me tell y'all something. And hopefully everyone can hear me. And when I say everyone, I'm not meaning just y'all. But is a reason why Swiss and Timbaland is the committee, is the reason why they're the people that's down with it. When you could was happening with French Montana and Young Thug, you know, it was one little word that went out of control. And the thing is, I know through Timbaland, that would have not happened. So if you hear anybody saying they want to battle or they want to do it, if they're not going to Swiss and Timbaland, I'm not saying not support it, but I'm saying it can go left or it can go right. It can go up and down. I trust and believe in Swiss and Timbaland to curate the culture. So if you see it through Swiss and Timbaland, you know that it's love. You know that it's something, you know that it is love, whether it's called versus. I don't care if they called it Yellow Banana. I don't care what they called it, you know, Pinot Grigio. I don't care if they called it Ace of Spades. Support them because they are for the culture. both of them as producers I worked with, and these guys are the truth, and they for the culture. So if you see a battle that's happening, I think if it doesn't have verses on it, I wouldn't support it. I'm not saying don't support it, but I'm just telling you what I wouldn't do. Me personally, I understand that they are learning on the job, just like how me and EFA learn on the job, and they're putting the best two people together, and it shows, because Teddy Riley and Babyface broke in internet.
And there's more authenticity than you guys.
Oh my God.
He's still not fixed.
How happy was you? How happy was you guys, both Tim and, before I let you guys get out of here, how happy was you guys to hear that it just stopped Instagram totally? We can start with you, Tim.
At first I thought I couldn't believe it. And I called, I had text Swiss. I said, yo, is your thing frozen? Yeah. He said something with the bandwidth. And I was like, oh my God, we broke IG.
Yeah.
Like, I can't believe it. You know what I'm saying? I just couldn't believe it that, you know, so many people showed so much love and was really, you know, coming to this like it was a real show. Like, if you're talking about stadiums, like, you had to, it's multiple stadiums we filled up that night. Yeah. And just for people, you know, I was so proud of us, me and Swiss, for coming back so quick, and for Babyface and everybody understanding what this was for the culture. And now, you know, by having a quick rematch, it was so beautiful, man. Like, and people was telling us, watch, it's gonna be this type of number. I was like, for real? You think so? And, you know, and then to see it quadruple that, you know, you was like, damn.
But Tim, you being from Virginia and Teddy Riley being like, you know, he like y'all Puff Daddy of Virginia almost. Do you secretly have your favorites on the low? Like, do you be like, man, I want to tell you to win? Did you like want that, or you have no fight in the, you have no dog in the fight?
No, nah, I'm all about, cause you know, cause it's really, if you really think about it, it's musical chess. And is when you play a song,
yeah,
you gotta know how to trump the next song. And all of my hits, if you realize,
yes,
but some song that Teddy might have played, Babyface played, you'd be like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? It made you feel a certain way. So it's all about the curation for me. So I didn't really have a side. Like, me and Swiss always say, oh, I think Babyface, you know, or Teddy. And when you really, when they start to play and celebrate, that's when all bets out the window. So it's, you know, I didn't really have a side. I just wanted to see who was going to play what against what.
I was happy.
Now,
but the ill part is, me and Tim couldn't even get in our own party. That's when I knew shit was real.
I'm watching on a bootleg site.
He on Little Duval's page. We not even in the joint. We couldn't even get in the own. You ain't seen no comments from us in there because we.
I wasn't gonna tell you. I wasn't gonna tell you though. Okay, continue.
Yeah, you know, with 3.7 million people trying to get in the door, and we trying to make sure everybody is in properly as far as the artists and the sound and this and that. By the time we show up, the fire marshals is there. But it was a blessing in disguise, and it shows you how good music has no age limit and it has no expiration date. And that's why this is the master class. That's why this is the celebration. And that's why this is Versus, right? Because nobody was thinking about those songs like that until those guys did that. And you know, we're getting ready to put up a congratulations reel with all of the stats and everything to show people the success of what they've been watching, right? Because people need to see the success, how it's, you know, tripling streams for Babyface, putting them back on the charts around, you know, Dante, Austin, everybody's busy. Everybody that did Versus is getting bags, you know, in different type of ways. And we love that part.
Congrats. That's dope, man.
Well, let's thank you for taking the, because for years, that's what Drink Champs was. people come on Dreamcast and their sales go back up. So thank y'all for taking the pressure over us for these months, brother. Like, here's one thing. Yeah, no, I ain't gonna lie. Y'all took the pressure off of us so bad. I couldn't pray for y'all so much. You all have no. So here's the deal. How do you pick the battles? Because all right, let's suppose like for me, Granddaddy IU is one of the greatest MCs who ever touched the planet, right? But that is just me and my personal opinion. A lot of people don't agree with me when I say that. How do you take it away, your personal opinion, for what exactly what matches? Because I admire that you guys had Scott Storch going against T-Pain, and then you guys realized that that wasn't the right move. You listen to the people from what I heard, but how do you initially pick the people? Like, and not, I mean, because my personal opinion is not my world opinion. So how do you do that?
Well, first of all, we got a list of who actually want to do verses, you know, because a lot of people, sometimes people energy is not right.
They got to be willing.
Sometimes people confidence is not right, even though they got the biggest songs. Mm. So I know people got their imaginary fantasy list of what they want to see happen. But what they don't understand is the real work to get those people to actually do it. They don't have nothing to do with music. They got to do with personality, character. So we got a master list of people that we know that want to do it. So within that list, we got to make magic happen. But every verses, the list opens up bigger and bigger and bigger, right? Like, we got our next four that's going to really be crazy. And people are going to be like, wow. But that shit is not easy like that. And that's another reason why I'm like, yo, we're going to take Saturday off and just regroup, because it's a lot of work that they're not understanding that go into it. But we are willing to do that work. And you have to put in that work in order to get the results and the quality of artists, and Tim can speak on that as well.
So the workload. Woo. I mean, you know, and then it's about, you know, like for me and Swiss, it's the curation. The curation is key. And when we really like go look up the catalogs and look at songs, and I'm like, come back to Swiss, I say, oh man, this man 20, and you start looking at stuff that people forgot about. And so when you match them up beside each other, it just feel like a big ass party. We know that the people will go crazy because we know that they're not thinking about this. So when we put those flyers up, people be like, damn, I would have never thought. And then they start to, you know, do their research on the music and stuff like that. So when it come on, it's a big excitement because you don't know what each artist is going to play, and the matchup is not what you expected.
But let me ask y'all, you're saying when the curation part, but you're not telling them what to play and when to play it, right?
No.
Right, okay. Just so everybody is clear on that. Right. You're just doing the matchup wise. You're looking at what it is matchup wise. Right.
Yeah.
Let me ask this one last. What's hard to put Kanye against Pharrell or Diddy against Drake? What is hard?
They both pieces of work, you know. But I feel like the universe is with us. It's very, all of those guys you just mentioned are supporting what we're doing in a major way. Some in front of the scenes, some behind the scenes. But sometimes you gotta give people just some time to just catch the vibe. You know what I'm saying? You gotta give people time to catch the vibe, and we got a lot of things happening while people catch the vibe. And some people are going to catch the vibe quicker than others, but we here. We're going to be here. This is not just for quarantine, so.
Right.
Locking and loading.
Nah, y'all making the new nuke. Okay.
me just thinking like a fanatic fan, right? Me just thinking like a fanatic fan and saying this does happen, right? That Dre against Puff, right? Kanye against Pharrell, right? This is just me hypothetically thinking. The problem is, doesn't Puff have an advantage because Puff has an Instagram? And doesn't Pharrell have an advantage because Pharrell has an Instagram and Kanye doesn't? Or would it be a neutral account?
It don't matter your account. Whenever they see that battle, that celebration going live, that's where they're going to click.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're not, people don't care. They was bouncing all over the place. They just want to, we was in a whole another place looking at it. You know what I'm saying? So the people going to come and they're going to show up. But I think, you know, I like the vibe of the unpredictable vibes too. You know what I'm saying? You know, those are celebrations that I'm from hip hop, so I like to say battle, but this is a celebration.
Right.
Especially for all of the ladies that's about to be coming up and versus. So y'all about to see that jump off too. And we gotta let the sisters know out there that, you know, this is a celebration. So celebrations. Yeah.
Big celebrations.
Big ones. Big ones.
God damn. You know, man, I can't thank you brothers enough, man. You know, both you guys been on Drink Champs physically and Drink now both you guys on Drink Champs. You guys are a Drink Champs alumni. I can't continue to tell you how much I'm supporting. And the thing is, when I said earlier, like, you know, the bootleg websites and the bootleg people, I'm not saying that with malice in my heart. I'm saying that because I know both of you brothers ain't doing it for money. You guys are doing it because you love the culture, and it's something that I'm fully behind. It's not because I know you. It is because I know you personally, but it's deeper than that. It's because I know how you love the culture, and you guys are doing an excellent job. It's my job. I invented it to give people their flowers while they're alive, and I'm gonna continue to do it. You know how much I love you, Swiss. You know how much I love you, Timberland. But besides me loving you guys individually, with you guys coming together, how you guys are coming together, that should be saluted every day, every single day.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to be the personal corporate that when I see a battle going on that's not right, I'm going to be like, yo, that shit ain't sanctioned. It's going to be
Fugazi.
Don't worry about it. I'll take the job. Don't worry.
The Fugazi police.
Don't worry about it. I'll take the job. Yo, but thank you, brother, so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, King.
And you know, I'm live in my kitchen, man. Yo, thank you, brothers, man. Look at Tim on the backdrop. This nigga got Lysol and Purell. He is about that life. Look at him.
Thank you, fellas.
This is real. Right, probably got to continue to do it. We're going to support
you. Appreciate y'all.
Yep. Thank you, bro.
All right. One love.
Thank you.
One love. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Drink Champs, hosted by yours truly, DJ EFN and NORE. Please make sure to follow us on all our socials. That's at Drink Champs across all platforms, at The Real Noriega on IG, at Noriega on Twitter. Mine is at Who's Crazy on IG, at DJ EFN on Twitter. And most importantly, stay up to date with the latest releases, news, and merch by going to drinkchamps.com.